I am sitting with Georgia Lay and talking with her about I'm Determined Virginia and trying to learn a little bit more about Gildersleeve Middle School. Georgia, talk to me a little bit about how you guys decided to implement I'm Determined in your school.
Back in October, Dewana Cooper, our lead special ed coordinator, received a flyer about the I'm Determined convention up in Stanton. And she put together a team, and we've been together since the beginning of Gildersleeve. And she asked if I'd represent the general ed, and I said, fine. At this time, I had 33 special ed children on the team. And I said, more than willing to help any of these children out. And so we went to Stanton, and it was wonderful. That 2 days was the best conference I'd ever been to. It energized us, and before we even left there, we started a plan. So we got back to school, and I started working with my enrichment class, my SOL, which had a mixture of regular ed, some special ed who were on the higher end of the special ed, and some discipline problems. And we started working on the three forms, the goals, the one-pager, and what makes a good day. And I did it a little bit backwards. We set the goals first, and we did two. We did a long-term goal and a short-term for success.
Oh, neat.
And then we changed the short-term to another short-term. About the first 9 weeks, we were doing a little more short-term. Then we did what makes a good day.
Excellent.
To go with our goals. And then finally, the one-pager. And so we put them all over the board so we could refer to it, and I saw them every other day. And for the first 2 or 3 weeks, we really hit hard and heavy going with the plan. Then I started bringing in my other classes, my other three classes with special ed children. And I started picking 2 or 3 of them to work with that were struggling a little bit. And I would work with them during the first 10 minutes of my social studies class when the others were doing the warm-ups and the homework. I started working with them, and we got their goals. When we started doing their IEPs, they came into their IEPs for the first time.
Fantastic.
And got involved in saying what they really needed. And in my SOL class, they all made the honor roll for the third 9 weeks.
Fantastic.
Second and third 9 weeks, I should say. And that's where it got to the point I didn't have to work with them any longer. All I had to say was, are you having a good day? What's making your good day? And now that they're involved in their IEPs, they're going to say, I know I'll be in seventh grade next year, but I'm going to be in those meetings. I want to be part of this. I know what I need.
What's been the reaction of teachers to I'm Determined? Have you?
My team, and I've got to admit, the team that I really started this program in has bought into this. The English teacher uses some of the formats along with the AVID. The math teacher has done it.
For all students?
For all students.
Oh, wow.
Not as much as writing the goals and
sure.
The settings like that. But our thing is I'm determined. I'm determined to succeed. I'm determined to have a good day. So the rest of my team has been great. I've seen other teams using some parts of it. They take parts of it, and it's working pretty well. And some of the kids will say, well, I want to do this too. So as our kids are talking about it, the other teams want to do it also. And I'll say, okay, all you got to do is, what makes a good day for you? And if you see that something's not happening with a good day, think back. Go to your happy place and think back.
What advice would you give some of these other teams that are looking at implementing it or trying it based on what your team and you guys have learned for this year?
Go to the website. Go to the website, the I'm Determined website. In fact, that's what I've given to all of the teachers. I said, go there. Look at the information that they've got. I said, they've got lesson plans for you. I told her, I said, you need to try it. Just give them short goals and let them be vocal in their learning. Let them own. Because once we started letting the children own their learning, we started seeing caring. And that's, I think, the biggest choice. And you know, I have to say, with using the iDetermine, my scores with the special ed, 75% of those kids passed the SOL in January.
That's fabulous.
And it had to be because of having, instead of you're dehawking, you're disciplined, get out of my room, finding out what was going on with them. It could have been because mom and dad was in a fight. They're going, you know, they're losing the house. You understood that because that's what their one pager said.
What did you appreciate as a teacher knowing about your students? Like, how did it impact you? You said that interacting with them, you kind of knew their stories.
Knowing in writing what the child wants, I think, was the most. Not what they needed so much, it's what they wanted us to do for them. Like they wanted a set of notes because they couldn't read so well. Or they wanted more activities so they could learn by doing. By knowing that on that one pager, I knew this child needed a set of notes, or I knew he needed illustrations to show the point, or I knew he needed to get up and move so he wouldn't get discipline trouble. That, by them starting to own up and saying, I really want and need this to help me succeed.
Was it pretty easy for the students to identify, you know, their strengths, their preferences?
Took a little while. We showed a lot of the videos from the website about them doing the one-pagers and the other activities that's on there. To make you an A-B student, what do you really need? Is it coming to school every day? All right, I'll call you at 6 o'clock every morning. Is it getting you here after school with me? I'll take you home. What do you actually need? And then we went, what do you actually want us to do for you?
So what, I know you're retiring. What are your wishes for I'm Determined at Gildersleeve?
To be 100%. I think if they buy into the I'm Determined and the ESD program and work it together, I think a lot of the children who don't care really do care. And I think if we take it to them and say, hey, I know we're responsible to teach you, but you're responsible. So what's going to help to make you learn? Is it cutting down your homework because there is no one? Is it giving you a study period? And just not special ed, include everybody. And I think if the school bought into it 100%, just not us special ed teachers, but everybody buys into it, I think we'll see higher test records. I think we'll see kids who want to continue into school. I've got kids who told me they hated school in September, and now they're saying, can I stay with you the rest of the year? It's how they perceive themselves. I think when they get that perceived that I can do, then they do. You came in here with 56 discipline records, and you've had one this year. That shows me growth. And then they're proud about that. It's just little things, and that's what the I Determined. It starts with little things, and then it builds them up. And then you've got a student for life. One little program, 2 weeks worth of work. And all the rest of the year, those kids speak to me.
What a lot of payback for it.
Yes.
How neat.
And I see their growth. I mean, they're now talking to us in the hallway, and they're giggling and laughing with me.
So they're interacting and speaking up for themselves and really being an active part of the school, which makes them like it better.
That's it. And we've had them in their IEP meetings because I'm the general ed for Mrs. Dupree's to sign off on her IEPs. We have them in the IEP meeting. They're talking what they want. What can we do to help you in high school? They're already making plans for high school.
That's great.
One of them says, you better believe it. I wished I'd done this in elementary school.
Excellent.
Because she changed her IEP quite a bit.
Is she being more successful because
of it? Oh, yeah, she's a straight-A student now.
Fantastic.
But she put what she needed and what she wanted.
Excellent. I'm so delighted that I got to sit down and talk with you about it. I really appreciate your enthusiasm and kind of just sharing. You've painted such a good picture of what it looks like at Gildersleeve from a teacher's perspective.
Of all of the programs, this has been the most beneficial one. And when I get frustrated, I look at my chart right there and think, these kids are frustrated too. Let's step back and see what we can do. And it has given me a new lease for teaching.
So what do you think it is about I'm Determined that makes it so successful?
I think it's because the kids have bought into it. They're not told, this is what you're going to do. We're saying to them, it's you and I, but 50-50, it's you and I. Now, what can I do to help you? What can you do? It's opening up, and what do you want to do? And that's what I determine does. It lets them dream, and it doesn't say to you, you can't do.